This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just hours now until the House votes to send the impeachment case against President Trump to the Senate for trial. The charges? Abuse of power in pushing Ukraine to investigate rival Joe Biden while withholding military aid, and obstructing Congress's investigation. The president says he did nothing wrong. And last night at a campaign rally in Milwaukee, said the Democrats are trying to impeach him because they can't beat him in the election. He said they're angry, too, that he ordered that airstrike that killed Iran's top general.
Now, here's the story with the Democrats. If I didn't kill him, and let's say we lost 3, 4, 5 embassies or bases or thousands of people or hundreds of people or 2 people were killed, they would have said, Trump should have taken him out.
The Democrats running for president were busy debating each other last night ahead of the nation's first primary in Iowa. Bernie Sanders denied telling Elizabeth Warren that a woman couldn't beat President Trump.
Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by 3 million votes. How could anybody in a million years not believe that a woman could become president of the United States?
But Elizabeth Warren stuck to her claim that Sanders told her privately in 2018 that a woman couldn't win the White House.
I disagreed. Bernie is my friend, and I am not here to try to fight with Bernie. But look, this question about whether or not a woman can be president has been raised, and it's time for us to attack it head on.
The Democratic candidate's debate was live on CNN. Federal authorities will investigate why an airliner with engine trouble dumped jet fuel over the Los Angeles area while making an emergency return to the airport, dousing dozens of school children. None of them was seriously injured. The FAA will be investigating, though. This is AP News. Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif is blasting the U.S. days after that U.S. airstrike that killed Iran's top military commander. He's accusing the U.S. of causing trouble in the region.
When you become an arrogant ignorant or an ignorant arrogant, it becomes a disaster, particularly if you have a lot of power. That has been fueling mayhem in the region.
Last night at his campaign rally in Milwaukee, President Trump called General Qasem Soleimani, the military commander killed in the airstrike, the world's number one terrorist. Nissan is recalling thousands of vehicles to replace dangerous Takata airbag inflators that can explode. The Nissan recall covers some early 2000 model Maximus, Sentras, Pathfinders, and later model Versas, among others. Rita Foley, AP News.